This is Dr. Subhash Dhingra from Hospital Nasir Pur, patient Joanne Doppel, and Nikhil Krishi with nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, colon cancer, skin change, monitoring. Physician can make a scan and anesthesia, doctor, nurse, patient, the monitor, the pressure, blood pressure, pressure, electrocardic, lumpy, pressure, injury, vascular, colonoscopy, vascular, special lumbar, 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 colonoscopy, pressure, after 5 minutes, the patient, pressure, blood, lumbar, energy, discovery of cardiac pulse, reference, having to see, to follow the blood, one second, the exam, patient, dream, all do, night, bats, response, and one was to see, is in the first way, enterprise, non departure, as pressure, and the interim, moderate severe, erosive gastritis, a bats, with against like that, especially also in the prepleuric area, just the proximal interim area, it appeared to be ulcerated, inflamed area, which was bad to take away in neoplastic versus inflammatory changes, rural adenocarcinoma of the stomach or rural laminar plastic, or as well as for carrying a history of agitation, normal VLA was associated with more perturbation on a complication. This patient was trying to keep a jelly pyrrheptin. Colon school of phase right to 25 colon side fracture and colon fracture is the fecum. Termilium was intubated. Termilium was in another picture. So the patient has a diarrhea, that little bowel looks like. I proceeded with the biopsy termilium and right fecum, right colon, transit colon, descending in sigma colon and rectum. And all these biopsies were done segmentally, and they were sent separate jars. Scoped rectal pressure within rectum and hemorrhoid and bleeding pressure is massive from a pressure patient on complication. Finally, number one, gastrum sargon, number zero, number two, moderate severe enteral gastritis, number three, and ulcerative mucosa seen with inflamed in the prepyloric area. Passive with against like the adenocarcinoma slash neoplastic changes slash linitis plastica slash inflammatory changes. Number four, mild rhinitis, bacterial was serious fever and tritis, the work of a diarrhea. Number five, colonoscopy of cecum and termilium. Number six, their prep. Number seven, no evidence of ileitis, colitis, proctitis, but the multiple bacteria throughout the intestine and termilium, rectum, through a macroscopic inflammation. Number eight, simple hemorrhoid inflammation. Away for the stomach biopsy, with ulcerated thick and full biopsy. Even if the biopsy comes negative for any new plastic change, the rectum patient upper endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation of this thick and mucosal fold. And then with the other for the stomach, I'm going to the antibiotics, I'm going to follow it to 30. I'm going to small biopsy. I'm going to start a patient on the proton permanent, plus add the cataphic 1 gram QID. And I'm going to give them a pentabazole 40 milligram daily and cataphic 1 gram QID. Till the patient had an endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of this ulcerative thickened fold in the stomach. Number four, away for the colon, rectum, and the termilium biopsy, through a microscopic colitis. If the biopsy all comes negative to explain the diarrhea, recommend a CT enterogram for further evaluation of the diarrhea. Follow-up, recommendation of the colonoscopy and colon cancer screening in 5 years. Advice to take hyperlite molecules, some of them with 35% preparation, and nutrition. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Paul Jung, P-A-U-L-J-U-E-N-G, Jung, and copy Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was April 2nd to 22nd, April 2nd to 22nd. Patient all pushing on the computer.